Report: California failed to monitor embers days before devastating Palisades fire. By Paul Bois on November 18, 2025. A lawsuit filed by over 3,000 Pacific Palisades residents has alleged the state of California failed to properly monitor the embers from a smoldering fire set by an arsonist roughly 6 days before it grew into the most destructive wildfire in Los Angeles history. Documents obtained by News Nation showed that the fire began in the early morning of January 1, 2025, and the state failed to monitor the embers over the next 6 days. According to documents obtained exclusively by News Nation, it began in the early morning hours of January 1 when an alleged arsonist started the Lachman fire. 6 days later, underground embers reignited, starting a second and more devastating fire, the Palisades fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office denied responsibility in a statement to News Nation. "The state didn't start this fire, that was an arsonist. And the state wasn't responsible for responding to or monitoring the fire," his office said. California also claimed in court filings that fire victims cannot claim that the state failed to monitor the original Lachman fire because the state never had notice of it. However, state records appear to show that the Los Angeles Fire Department contacted state officials in the early morning of January 1 and Parks representative arrived at the scene by 4 a.m. The LAFD's records show not only did the LAFD notify the state just after midnight, the state sent a park representative at 1:46 in the morning on January 1, and that state park representative arrived on scene at 4 a.m. on January 1, said Roger Behel, attorney for the Palisades fire victims. Related: Zeldin, Newsom and Bass need to get off of their asses and rebuild from LA fires. If the state had no responsibility for this land, why are they sending a state park rep? Behel asked. The state is playing hide the ball. They're not being transparent with the public. Tell us that you sent a state park rep, tell us what the state park rep did. Tell us on the next day, January 2nd, that you sent another state park rep who directed firefighters and said they couldn't bulldoze. Behel further alleged that California state guidelines indicate burn areas were to remain closed. They had been fully inspected by state representatives. Areas of a park unit which have burned will remain closed until appropriate department staff have inspected the area and rectified any public safety, property or resource protection issues, say the guidelines from the California Department of Parks and Recreation. Behel noted that for 6 days, people were hiking and biking through areas where smoldering embers were active. People were able to hike up through there while the embers in the hillside remained active, Behel said. "We have reports of a state park representative coming up to the area of the Lachman burn scar with a map and directing firefighters on what they could touch and not touch. Where they could bulldoze, not bulldoze. We know that occurred on January 2nd. People that were present at the Lachman burn scar on the 2nd of January saw a state park rep with a map up in the area telling firefighters what they could do and not do in that area," he added. Even 911 call logs indicated that at least one resident called on January 3rd to report of seeing puffs of smoke in the hills nearby. "People say, hey, look, we're still seeing smoke up there and yet nothing was done and it should have been done by the state," Behel said. "The state should have been up there until they were certain that there was no risk of a rekindling." The Pacific Palisades fire killed 12 people and destroyed 7,000 structures, causing an estimated $18 to $20 billion in damages. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.